Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome to our show, This Plasma. So we are discussing the purpose and power of focus with our special guest, Miss Deborah P. Kane. So we'll be bringing her on shortly. And each heptad, we help you to be able to know what the frequencies are that are present to support us in being able to do what? Master the language of the universe. And so that's what I am purposefully passionate about, in helping us to know how to master the language of the universe. So please ensure that you have your liquid consciousness, your water, water, water. And for those of you that are driving, please stay focused, heighten your auditory skills, and stay connected to the road. And for those of you that are at work or at home and you're on a break, get your notes, get your notepad out and your pencil and take copious notes. We have an expansive experience for us all to learn from this plasma. And so again, our topic for discussion is the purpose and power of focus with our special guest, Ms. Deborah Peak Haynes. And so we will now share with you, before we hear from our sponsors, we'll share with you the frequencies that are present to support us as we navigate through this plasma. All right, so we have the blue overtone hand, and it's I empower. It's our affirmation or declaration of incarnation. I empower in order to know. Commanding healing, I seal the store of accomplishments with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of vision. I empower in order to know. Commanding healing, I seal the store of accomplishments with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of vision. One more time, we say it three times. I empower in order to know. Commanding healing. I seal the store of accomplishment with the overtone tone of radiance. I am guided by the power of vision. And so this plasma, please share this out with everyone that you know. Dr. Pierman on yesterday also interviewed Ms. Deborah P. Kane. So please go back and listen to that sharing as well. You could feel the love just coming from the experience that we had with Ms. Deborah P. Haynes yesterday. So as we prepare to hear from our sponsor, when we return, I am going to introduce to you to some and reacquaint with others Ms. Deborah P. Haynes, our special guest, and our topic for this plasma is the purpose and power of focus, the purpose and power of focus. So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, we are back. Am I being heard? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. I was doing all that talking and I was on mute. So let me start over. Let me start over with my wonderful introduction. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. We are here and we're discussing the purpose and power of focus. And we have a special guest with us, and it is Miss Deborah P. Haynes. And let me tell you a little bit about Miss Deborah before we move further. I had the opportunity to meet Miss Deborah when we were invited. She's a longtime client and friend of Dr. Jewel Pookrum. And so Miss Deborah was hosting an event at her church. She's the First Lady of Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and I had the opportunity to go with Dr. Jewel at this particular event, and it was phenomenal. So Miss Deborah is a culinary expert, okay? She is definitely that, and she makes learning about food and nutrition so much fun. And so she is going to be joining the Jewel Network broadcasting system here on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so Ms. Deborah, she's been seen, and many of you may have seen and heard about her. She's been on, what's the guy who owns TV One, runs TV One? I see his face. Ms. Deborah, what is his name?
No, you're talking about Kathy Hughes' son, who used to run, you're talking about Roland Martin's show.
Roland Martin,
on TV One.
Yes, on TV One, yes. She's appeared on Roland Martin. She has a book, okay, Deborah's Healing Kitchen. And I tell you, she is doing phenomenal, phenomenal work. And well, it's not even work, because she loves doing this, and we'll get into that. So she's doing phenomenal work all over. Okay, so we are going to go into that. So let me introduce to some and reacquaint to others Miss Deborah Peak Haynes. Welcome to the Universal Principle Hour, Miss Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am well. I am well. So grateful to be here with you. And here at the Universal Principle Hour, of course, we are supporting everyone to be able to what? Be in alignment with the principles at all time and the laws of the universe that govern everything, our total existence, right? And so
yes.
Today we are definitely excited to have you to be able to share with us the purpose and the power of your focus, all right? So let me ask you, tell us a little bit about, tell us about one important decision that you made early in life that now wakes you up every morning filled with gratitude.
Well, I think it goes back to what I shared. You know, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. But I think it goes back to what I shared yesterday with Dr. Pierman about, you know, my circumstance when my husband and I, of course, I was much younger then, when my husband and I decided to start a family, and I found that my body was not functioning like I had expected it to function, because I was nutritionally deficient, and I went through the process of looking for physicians to help me. And in that process, you know, I was very prayerful and very focused on getting the right answer, because I knew that there was an answer to help me. And I refused to take the other physician's, you know, statement about what I couldn't do. I just refused that. You know, they didn't make me, so they can't tell me what I can't do. So
tell us a little bit about that, because some of them didn't get it yesterday. Some of them might not have listened yesterday. So go back into that and tell us some of that story again, if you would.
I was told by five physicians that I would not be able to conceive, and one physician told me that not only would I not be able to conceive, but that if I did, I would get lupus, or I would lose the baby in the eighth month. I mean, just all this craziness. And I was like, how can you sit up here and tell me if I got pregnant, I would lose it, or I get lose it? So on and on and on and on. So through a series of events, I met Dr. Jewel. I was actually sent to her because I kept asking. I said, Lord, you have to give me an answer. I'm not going to leave you alone until you do. And this was a two-year process, so I was very focused on finding an answer, even through the times when I felt my worst, because unfortunately, all the doctors I met with felt I needed to be on hormones. And at the time, the hormone treatment was not what it is now. It was just very damaging, and I just didn't feel well, and I just didn't believe that I had to live like that, and I kept looking for an answer. So through a series of events, found Dr. Jewel, and so she really helped me understand what was going on with my body and then how we can reverse it and how I can accomplish what I sought to accomplish. So I was very focused in this is what I want to do, and the whole purpose of it had to do with love. You know, I love my husband. I wanted to have a child within that love and, you know, be able to pass along all the wonderful things that my parents shared and important to me, so I could pour it to someone else to be a blessing to who knows how many people. So that was the basis of it. So through that time, I was extremely focused, because I was very intent on my purpose to have a child, but in that purpose to have a child is when I really found my purpose.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. A whole lot of sense. Yes. Okay.
Yes. At the time, I was, and I still am, a commercial real estate broker, and I, you know, enjoy the business, and I've done some really significant deals and ones that have had positive impact in African American and melanin dominant community. So very proud of that. But the economy just fell out at that time. And so I was really praying, saying, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? This is not working right now. just because of all the things that were going on in the economy. And so when I was having that prayer, then I thought about all the things I had been through to have a healthy daughter who was, you know, wonderful and phenomenal. And, you know, he said, okay, you need to make this your business. So that's what I did. And when I say it's a business, it is a business, but the business is really about how do I share my message with people that really need hope and a blessing. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think your business should be about your purpose. And mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. I was focused on having a, you know, healthy child, and I did, and through that I found my purpose, which is what I was telling Dr. Pyramid yesterday, which was really interesting because I, in my first session with Dr. Jewel, which is about a 2-hour session, one of the first questions she asked me was, what is your purpose of life? And I babbled like I had never been to school. And she said, well, you need to really figure that one out and then tell me, you know? So, because, you know, I think that experience was very opening. It was just kind of opened up my mind because we have an idea of what it's like to go see a doctor. Well, mm-hmm. you know, I've never seen a doctor that asked me about my purpose. You know, mm-hmm, their appointments mm-hmm. are usually aren't that deep. So anyway, so even though it threw me off, it was one of the most profound questions that she could ask me. And then that, of course, opened my mind and set me on a path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And, yes, thank you. Thank you for definitely sharing that. And when I was listening to the show yesterday, another point that stuck out for me relative to your purpose is also the environment that you were in growing up. And so tell us, because you didn't tell us that part about your mother and how, because that's really crucial and critical, I think, as we are growing up and when we're younger and our environment dictates and contributes to that which we are, that we love doing, right? So tell us about your mother in the early days with your mother.
Well, I was very blessed, and I am blessed, that I had two very loving, attentive parents. And as mm-hmm. The older I get, the more I know that's not necessarily the norm. But because mm-hmm. I had that, it's really on me to pass along those things that I learned from them that not everybody gets. And unfortunately, in the community in which I serve, you know, with our kids, there's a lot of that lacking, but both my parents are very nurturing. And so mm-hmm. one of the things that my mother really instilled in me was to be gracious. And how do you treat someone that when they come to your home? You know, how do you interact with people? Mm-hmm. She taught me confidence, looking people in the eye mm-hmm. as you're communicating, acknowledging older people. I mean, she drilled mm-hmm. into me, you have to acknowledge older people. And I think that's something that we need to really pass along to our children. So mm-hmm. one of the things and I didn't even think about this, but when I first met my husband and we had been talking, he said to me, he says, you're one of the politest people I've ever met. I was like, really? You know, I had never really thought about it. But my mother told me that there were certain words I had to wear out. She said, I want you to wear these words out. It's thank you, please, and you're welcome. And so okay. I've had people yes. say to me, I've had people say to me, you don't have to thank me again, but, you know, my mother's voice is in my head. So mm-hmm, I make sure I said mm-hmm. thank you. So,
I'm
really very fortunate that she shared that with me, because I think mm-hmm. all that comes out of love. And,
yes.
you know, my father, I never heard my father raise his voice. I never heard my father say a curse word. Mm-hmm. So all those things, that was kind of the environment. Now, they both could be very stern and get their message across, and they did not take any mess. So discipline was part of the package. And my mother really, I got away a lot with my father, but my mother didn't play that. so,
and it was something you said yesterday.
Very important.
Pardon me. It was something you said yesterday that tied into, you know, this love of how you do what you do. And you said that your mother cooked, you know, she was a fabulous cook. And so you shared that in that you found that you were able to, you have this niche or this knack for making information really simple for people. So I found that to be, go ahead.
No, I was also saying that both of my parents cooked. My mother cooked during the week, or no, let me say it. They both kind of shared, even though my mother did a lot of the cooking, but we had to sit down for dinner every night. And that was a wonderful experience that a lot of people don't really value now, that I have come in contact with. And I think that's something we need to do more of, because you find out what's going on with everyone, and it creates communication. So that was a very loving environment. Also, I had a love for vegetables. That was just part of, I mean, we were going to have an abundance of vegetables. So my mother was very much into having a balanced diet. You know, you've got to have this, you have it this, you have it this. And so I became very aware of that. So that was naturally a part of me. But then, of course, I had to grow and learn about the things that were best for me to eat and those things that were not, in order to nurture my body to do what it needs to do. But because I had the basis for the love and the enjoyment of, you know, healthy foods or good foods, that really kind of helped me along this particular path. The other thing that I didn't mention yesterday is, you know, the time that when I grew up in New Jersey, and we had wonderful soil in New Jersey. And I remember everyone in the community had a garden. And we had a garden, you know, every summer. So I was used to picking the vegetables out the garden. I thought it was just so much fun when I was growing up. We also had fruit trees. We had blackberries and grapes that had been there for years, and so we would just, you know, pick buckets of these warm, juicy blackberries, and my mother would make the cobbler and all that. So anyway, I was used to all this wonderful, fresh produce. And so when Dr. Jewel shared with me how I needed to change my diet, it really wasn't like, oh, my God, I don't like, because, you know, I talk to people like, I don't like that many vegetables. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why don't you like, you know?
Right.
But it was not their experience. And so I was very fortunate to have that experience. So it made it was not difficult for me to make those changes.
Yes. And thank you. Thank you definitely for bringing that around, because what we help people to understand here with, you know, at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, and you know all this already, and it's really imperative with understanding purpose. And as people are developing and, you know, now it's find your purpose. Well, we help them to up-level that their thinking in being able to know that, yes, it is what you love doing, right? And being the living God that you're created to be, that is all of our purpose. And then your capacity to, like you said, do those things that you love doing, you had the love in your environment. And when you were committed to that one purpose that those five doctors were telling you were not going to be able to have a child and it was going to, you know, have all type of stuff happening, you did not allow that to stop you. That fueled the fire even more,
right,
and fortified your purpose. And so, and you had those experiences to support you in being able to put the power and, like you said, the intense focus on being committed and not letting anything deter you from having a healthy child. So thank you so much for definitely sharing that. And we're going to take a sponsor break. We're going to pick back up after we hear from our sponsors as we continue to hear from our special guest, Ms. Deborah Peek Haynes, our new Jewel Network guest and host that you'll be able to hear on Tuesdays at 5 o'clock p.m. starting January the 21st. So schedule that, put it on your calendar, and make sure you tune in. So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
I love that our source is a neuron. Okay, so now we are at the stage now where you are you have a healthy daughter, you and your husband are building, and you're now discovering, okay, I have this gift, and now that I've had this wonderful gift as a daughter, as a baby, and I've learned all these wonderful things about my body, and now you are bringing it full circle, and every day now you're waking up and doing what? So tell us exactly, what do you do every day of your purpose?
Now, you really don't have time to hear it all. But let me condense it as much as possible. So basically, I am further developing a program called the Healthy Youth Program, where I teach youth in inner city schools, and these are, you know, I'm targeting underserved areas. I teach them the importance of nutrition and what they put in their body, and that they can also empower themselves, even if they live in a circumstance that does not allow them to access a lot of resources. So I'm saying that to say, one of the things we're doing is helping them build a garden. And so the students will be able to use the vegetables from the garden, and they'll also get seeds to take home so they can pot the seeds at home and grow vegetables and herbs at home. So it's an awareness. I find that many of our children are clueless about nutrition, and some do understand, but they don't really know, how do I use what is available to me for my betterment? So I teach them about, you know, healthy cooking. We talk about different aspects of health and wellness. You know, even your dental health is crucial to your overall health. So there's a lot of different things that they may not get, either from home or even in school. And so I've been really blessed to work with a principal that really supports me in what I'm doing. So that's something that I'm expanding. And so I'm working on an expansion plan to take that to more schools in my area, and hopefully even outside of this market once I get the funding. So I'm working on that. And also developing, you know, workshops here at the church, and all of the workshops that we do, and just about everything we do at the church, is open to the community. So educating the community on, you know, health and wellness. So when I wake up in the morning, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what, you know, I'm asking for guidance on, okay, what do I do today? How do I do this today? And also connecting with people that are really great resources for me. So I know a lot of people, and I try to make those connections that I know can help me with my purpose and advancing what I'm doing. On the other side, I also have speaking engagements and speak about health and wellness to different groups of people. And I really, this is open for everyone, but I'm very concerned with people that look like me. Because as Dr. Pyramid, you know, talked yesterday, we are always dealing with trauma in our DNA. Mm-hmm. And that that can really suppress your immune system in a lot of ways. So I'm always trying to give information to those that really want to hear, what can I do? What kind of power do I have on my own hands, and not to hand it over just to anybody? One of the things Dr. Jewel said to me in our appointments when I first started seeing her, she said, your health is your responsibility, not anyone else's. And I'll never forget that. And so I even share that when I speak, because I said, sometimes we just hand over our health to our doctor. And I said, now your doctor is practicing medicine, and this is your body, so you have a right to ask questions, you have a right to seek information, you have a right to change. You know, I tell people, if you're not getting any better, maybe you should seek advice from someone else if you're doing all those things you should do. So anyway, I get up in the morning, I think about all these things. I also am very passionate about what I've learned as it relates to real estate and how that impacts our health. Because, you know, you talk about environmental health has a lot to do with real estate, how things are positioned in communities. And so all these years since 92, I've been in the commercial real estate industry. I've learned so much. And at the time, I was the only African-American woman that started her own firm here in Dallas. So I learned so much in how real estate, particularly real estate in general, really has a lot to do with our health. You know, where you're located can impact your health. So I look at what I do on a very holistic basis. I look at the physical environment, and then the access that we have in our communities to information and also healthy products and healthy foods. So when I wake up in the morning, just to condense all that together, this is what I'm thinking about, along with, okay, what does my husband need to do? I'm thinking about my grown child, and, you know, when they get grown, they only say certain, they only do certain things, but still, you know. You know how it is. Anyway, so those are the things that I think about. And then what can I do in our community to bring more enlightenment, you know, to people, and particularly for our young people.
So let me ask you this. Due to the fact that it always has not been, quote unquote, peachy creams and easy, right? This journey of discovering your purpose, being in your purpose, how did you connect with the real estate? How did you, what was the love of getting involved in the real estate?
Well, I've always had a strong social consciousness, and so it's funny because when I started in the business, you know, I was really thinking about, I only want to do the type of transactions and deals that have a social impact. And I was in a situation, and Dr. Jewel went with us when we went to Zimbabwe many years ago. My daughter was only 10 months old. We went to Zimbabwe to the World Baptist Youth Conference and met and formed a wonderful friendship with a pastor in Harare, Zimbabwe. And so over the years, we've communicated, and our church has been very supportive. But initially, he needed some money he was trying to build his education center on his church. Anyway, he needed some money. Some things were happening. And so he just asked me if, you know, we had the resources to assist him. So that's when the light bulb went off in my head. And so then I connected the dots. I said, okay, I have this very idealistic view of how I'm going to conduct my real estate business and the type of deals that I'm going to transact. And it has to have a social connection. However, it came to me, it's like, if you had made X amount of money, your friend that you're trying to help, you'd be able just to write the check yourself and not ask anyone else to help you. So then it became very clear
that I needed to have the resources. So my thinking was broadened. So I, of course, only want to be involved in those kind of transactions that I think has uplift, integrity, and it's bringing a value. But I cannot discount needing to make the money, because then I can write the checks to whatever I want to help whomever I want to help. So
thank you.
That's how that's how I saw, because I was so idealistic, like, oh, I don't want to have to make a lot of money. I just want to do this. Okay, it got real clear on that that one instance. I was like, wait a minute, you need to open up your thinking here. So thank God for that. So I was able to, you know, do bigger things.
Yes.
But anyway, I think we all need to understand you have to have a certain amount of resources so that you can do those things that you believe are important to you and other people.
Yes.
So that's
yes.
all about purpose
and,
as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, Miss Deborah, let me tell you, what you are sharing is definitely, and I am of the knowing that everyone is listening and seeing this, because we have been programmed to believe, you know, that it's a doing. What you are helping us to be able to get across and prove is that it is a being. Your purpose is a being, because all of your intentions, your motivation, it was all steeped in a being that you are choosing and you're committed to. It's not a doing. That is the pathway. That is, I mean, that's the part of the process. It starts from within you and what you're committed to. So when I heard you yesterday and you were sharing, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, I can't wait till tomorrow. What? And, you know, Dr. Pearman and I had not planned, you know, what we were going to talk about, because she didn't even know the theme of today's topic. And she was like, oh, that's perfect. And I was like, yes, it is, because she dropped some bombs. So, yeah, I want to definitely continue to applaud you and know that, because I know you're not going to be able to stay with us long, but we do want to know about your what can we expect to hear from you that you're going to be bringing to us on Tuesdays here at the Jewel Network.
Oh, it'll be
before
a
you go,
because
I know you're
things.
Not going to be able to be long.
Yeah, it'll be a variety of subjects related to overall wellness and health, and, you know, emotions. There's so many things that affect us, and I try not to be one-sided when I'm looking at health. You know, it has to be holistic. So it'll be a varied subjects and topics and people with various backgrounds. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think there'll be even a great interview with Dr. Jewel Pookrum, which is extremely interesting. So I'm looking forward to it. And for any of the listeners, if you're interested in more information about what I'm doing, you can go to my website, which is deborahpinkhaines.com. And also, my books are on Amazon. The last book I wrote is called A Simplified Guide to Healthy Living. And the first one is The Beginner's Guide to Healthy Living. So just trying to simplify information so people can actually, you know, adopt habits that are helpful to them and their families.
Yes, thank you. And so, Miss Deborah, so that everyone knows, Miss Deborah is a part of the staff at the collaboration with EQ Medicine. For many of you know, Dr. Jewel Pookrum has, before cyber practice became popular, was seeing patients cyberly. And so Miss Deborah is a part of that collective. She is our culinary expert. So for those of you who are who become patients or clients with us here at EQ Medicine, you definitely will have an opportunity to have an experience with Ms. Deborah P. Haynes in helping you to prepare those nutritious foods that empower us to reclaim our body's owner's manual. And so did you have anything else you would like to leave us with? I do. If you can say again what you found yourself to be really, you said it yesterday. You said you found that you have a way of
simplifying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Simplifying
yes.
information so anyone can access it.
Yes.
In this information highway time, we're inundated with all kinds of things, and as it relates to health, there's always something new coming up. And so I just, what I do is I take it in and I say, okay, how can I make this simple for anyone to use? And I see myself as a conduit for that.
Yes, yes. The purpose and power of focus. Miss Deborah, thank you so much for your sharing your heart, your very existence. And thank you, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, for blessing me to be acquainted with such a jewel in the crown as Miss Deborah P. Haynes and her husband and her family and the whole Friendship West community and Baptist Church. I just love you all. I tell everybody about Rev when he's on Sundays. I'm sending it out via Facebook. Share. Check him out. So if you have not. Yes, if you have not had the opportunity, please visit Deborah's website, DeborahPeakHaynes.com. It's also known as Deborah's Healing Kitchen. So this is what you have to look forward to on Tuesdays right here on the Jewel Network. So thank you so much, Ms. Deborah. Enjoy the rest of your plasma, and we will
thank you so much.
Be talking to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Take care. Love you.
Love you too.
And we are now going to hear from our sponsor, and then we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Purpose and Power of Focus. Again, we want to thank Ms. Deborah Peak Haynes for sharing with us and helping us to experience and be able to hear, all right, how else purpose, being on purpose, being your purpose, what that looks like, what that, how it shows up in our life, all right? And so did you all hear how what we continue to empower you here with the Universal Principle Hour, when we talk about purpose and being in alignment with the principles, and what do we say? We always say that if you don't know, you just ask. And you notice that as Ms. Deborah was sharing, she was sharing with when she gets up, she's asking, what am I? You know, and then she was asking, how can she make these things simpler, you know, for people to understand? So all of us innately know and have a sense of what motivates, what inspires us, what we love. And we have been programmed to think that what we love doing is a hobby and we can't make money from it. And Ms. Deborah, you heard Ms. Deborah share with you herself how she was in that mindset. And when she was talking about, you know, her friend that needed the money in Zimbabwe and how, you know, she was doing the real estate, and that, you know, she realized that you have to have money. Okay, you have to have money. And that, of course, her heart was that she wanted to, she could be able to write the check if she had had the money. So for those of you who can relate to that. Then we have those of us on the other end who are only doing things that make money, and we're not on our purpose. All right. So, and by us not being in our purpose and only doing things and having the money be the drive, it is what? It is rushing us to death. It is rushing us to death. We will not be immortal. We will not activate our immortal genes only by doing things for the money. And as you know, that the dollar is not the dollar anymore. It's USN. You know, it's not even worth anything. They're changing all of that. So if that is our motivation or one's motivation, you want to change that right now. So you want to get in alignment with your original design, your purpose. And we said your purpose is to be a living God. That's all of our purpose, right? And so now specifically what you love being and doing slash doing, all right, because you be it first for and to yourself, and then you're able to do it for other people and with other people, you will have everything your heart desires as you begin to make that shift, as you begin to make that shift. And so the purpose and power of focus is, as you heard Ms. Deborah share, that what do we say? And you hear Dr. Jewel, you might hear Dr. Jewel say this all the time, the one who can focus the longest, that wins. All right, who can hold the focus? What you focus on expands. You give 100% attention to that which you desire, and you have it. So, I mean, I can share that many times, as on this journey, you know, the ebb and flow of being on purpose, being in purpose, and developing and discovering the pathway that I'm going to choose to express my purpose as being a living God and doing that which I love. Yes, it can be interesting. I'm going to say that it can be interesting. And you know what else? It can be whatever I say it is. I know that now. So I'm sharing it with you so that you no longer have to make some of the same mistakes that I have made, we have made, Dr. Jewel have made, Dr. Pierman have made, and be able to walk into your purpose, let it just download and just get right into every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being, and be it. Be it, and begin as you are being it for and to yourself. And you're doing what? You're asking questions. You're asking clarifying questions. You are what? Focusing on the results that you desire, right? You are clarifying and writing out. All right, what's that scripture that says, write the vision and make it plain? You're writing it out. Create your day. And here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, we support you in being able to know how to do this. We provide you with the tools to be able to know how to do this. And so you can go and visit us at www.juis.education and enroll in our courses that are being offered for 2020. We have the whole curriculum up, okay? So you can see all of the classes, the courses that are being offered in order for you to do what? Be the living God that you are created to be, mastering the language of the universe, all right? And in your mastery,
you are again empowered and you have access to more brain tissue to now be able to know what areas of the brain to go to accomplish your goals or your aspirations or complete the tasks that are at hand or deal with the opportunities, some people call them problems, deal with the opportunities that are that you're dealing with to be able to now come to a solution, all right? And so we have our first course that's open all year round. You can enroll in this course at any time, and that is the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program. And as a matter of fact, for those of you who have been wondering, well, what is it like? You know, that's I want to take it, but I'm not sure. What do they do? Guess what? You have an opportunity to have your own experience to try it out. And I'm doing the quotation marks. Try it out for yourself. And we have a 7-day intimate experience beginning January 21st for you to be able to, yes, try out the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program for 7 days, 7 plasmas. No, we will not put you in the days. You will be very alert and have access to information. Dr. Jewel is also joining us, at least 3 to 4 of those plasmas, and we balance together. So you receive the science, the understanding of why it's important to balance your brain. What does that mean? What does your life look like? How does that affect the body, you know, your best friend? And what can you, and how you can become immortal, all right? How you can be immortal. And this is a fact. You can be immortal. So in this 7-day intimate experience, we gather at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 7 plasmas. So it's really a mini DJBP class because we have class every Friday at 6 p.m. with Dr. Jewel Pookrum for those that are already enrolled in the course. So for those of you who want to try it out, this is your opportune time to see and have an experience of what happens in that class on Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. So your course coming up is 7 days, all right? So you can visit us at the website to gain more information to register. And next we have the Living and Being Universal Principle course. That is where I'm the instructor, Ms. Felicia, and we, again, help you to learn how to master the language of the universe. We deal with certain principles that are a little bit more challenging for some to navigate and to be in alignment with. So we take you through extensive 6 weeks of understanding, being in alignment with these principles on all levels and what that looks like. So we also have, and you don't have to be on the balancing program to enroll in that course. And so we have Dr. Heather Pierman, who is our Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine, and she is going to be teaching this winter semester, Your Body is Your Blueprint. And her course is on a Thursday, okay? Her course is on a Thursday. And so be sure to visit us at www.juis.education to learn more about the classes. And for those of you out there that have your brains balanced and you're like, now what? Things have happened and you haven't been coming to class. Well, it's time to come back to class. Dr. Jewel is going to be teaching the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balance Alliance. This is where you learn, we go to the second circuit, you learn how to connect and work together, community, all right? And so, again, this course is for those who have completed or who are currently in the brain balancing program and you have completed
the Brain Balancing Program, all right? And there is many, many opportunities for you to glean more information. You can also check out the Align Neuron, all right? Check out the Align Neuron. That's on the website. And this is our January issue, December. That's our December issue. So stay tuned. January will be out shortly. So it has a wealth of information, current perspectives on what's happening and how you can begin to have a different experience for yourself. Because what do we always say here? One of the second sayings that we always say here is that the universe wants what you want. So with what's happening in the environment, the world, guess what? You have the capacity to create a different experience for yourself, all right? And guess what else? Is you and I must have more information, all right? More information. And that is what we purposefully do here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, is provide you with the tools to be able to be the living gods that you are created to be. And so each week, again, you can expect, starting January 21st, you will be able to tune in to Deborah's Healing Kitchen, 5 o'clock p.m. right here, the Jewel Network. And Dr. Pierman, the P&I, you say, well, what's going to happen to Dr. Pierman's show? Psychoneuroimmunology has a new neighborhood. It is in a new neighborhood. Because guess what psychoneuroimmunology is doing? Balancing the brain and going to the next level. So it's on Thursdays at 5 o'clock. Thursdays at 5 o'clock. So we're coming live with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Thursday. So Dr. Heather Pierman, psychoneuroimmunology, will be at 5 o'clock p.m. on Thursdays. And so, again, as we have shared with you in this plasma, the purpose and power of focus with our special guest, Ms. Deborah P. Keynes, you have an opportunity to experience that your purpose is your being. You can express your purpose by being it, all right, being it. And it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to take long, right? You find that thing that you're passionate about as the living God that you are, and you begin to what? You begin to be it. You begin to be it. So we are always so excited to, I personally am always so excited, and I know Dr. Jewel is as well, and Dr. Pierman, to come to you each health tag with this information to empower you to change your life. So we want to hear from you and share with us how this is supporting you, all right? And you can send us an email at info@thejewelnetwork.com, info@thejewelnetwork.com. We would love to hear from you. So I am excited, and I love you, and I look forward to seeing you in class.
You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, upsg@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.